Good morning, everybody. Congratulations to all of you who defied gravity and got out of bed early. We're listening to Mitchell Baker. She's going to talk to us about, what floss means in the AI world, because I think it's a challenge for all of us. In the end, we'll have questions. So wait for that moment to ask them, and we'll come with the microphone, and the questions will be clear. The word is to you. Thank you very much for being here so early, too.
Yeah, early is not my best time. But thank you for the help and the extra computer and the slides and all. So floss in the AI world, like there's one core principle to start and end with, which is that floss must win. And within our world, there's a lot of controversy about AI. Is it good? Is it bad? Is it terrifying? Should we sit out? Should we engage? I'm of the view it's both. It's fascinating and exciting and terrifying, and we cannot sit out. I was at a one of these events in the Valley with a very storied one of the men, at the very center of these things. And he's got a long story about what AI is going to mean personally and how important it is to our own creativity and how your own personal copilot or AI or whatever you call it will be with you all the time. It will hear what you hear. It will remember all the things that you don't. And in this vision, when you're thinking to yourself, oh, I was talking to, Claire last week, and I had this really great idea. What was it? Your AI is your external brain and is going to be reporting that back. And when you're like, oh, we were talking about X, and today I was talking about Y, and there's some connection, like, what is it? That this is all going to be processed through your external brain port, your own AI. And I think that's very likely. And actually really exciting, because external brain power would be awesome. But, Microsoft can't own that, or Google, or Sam Altman. Like, those things are much more entwined with who we are and how we actually operate. So I think it's coming. I don't think there's any sitting out. And so I think that AI floss must win. There have to be open alternatives. There have to be systems that we can see and understand and tune and test and reproduce. And there have to be systems that we own, and that have